The Story of the Gods of Olympus. After the great battle against the Titans, the new rulers of the world, the Olympian gods, settled into their new home on Mount Olympus. This mountain was so tall that its peak seemed to touch the sky, and it was here, high above the clouds, that the gods built their shining palace. From this palace they watched over the world, making sure everything ran smoothly, and that people and creatures were living happily and safely. At the very top of this divine family was Zeus, the king of the gods. Zeus was strong, wise, and fair, and he carried a powerful thunderbolt that he used to keep order in the world. He was a kind ruler, but everyone knew not to make him angry, because when Zeus got mad, the sky would fill with dark clouds and thunder would boom across the land. Zeus was married to Hera, the queen of the gods. Hera was very beautiful and cared deeply about families and marriage. She always tried to keep an eye on Zeus, especially because he liked to go on many adventures that sometimes got him into trouble. Hera was wise and strong, and although she had a serious side, she always worked to keep peace among the gods. Next there was Poseidon, Zeus's brother who ruled over the sea. Poseidon had a long, flowing beard and a crown made of seashells. He carried a trident, a special three-pronged spear, which he used to stir the oceans. When Poseidon was happy, the sea was calm and gentle, perfect for sailing. But when he was upset, the waves would crash and roar, creating powerful storms that could toss ships around like little toys. Then there was Hades, another brother of Zeus. Hades wasn't like the other gods who lived on Mount Olympus. He ruled the underworld, a mysterious place deep beneath the earth, where the spirits of the dead went after they passed away. Even though the underworld could be a dark and scary place, Hades was fair and made sure that everyone who entered his realm was treated justly. One of the most admired gods was Athena, the goddess of wisdom and war. She was born in a very unusual way, right out of Zeus's forehead, fully grown and wearing shiny armor. Athena was very smart and loved to help people think through their problems. She was also a brave warrior who fought to protect those who were in danger. People admired her for her cleverness and bravery. Another important god was Apollo, the god of the sun, music, and healing. Every day, Apollo would ride his golden chariot across the sky, bringing light and warmth to the world. He was also a master of music, playing the lyre, a special harp-like instrument that could make the most beautiful sounds. Apollo was kind and helpful, especially when it came to healing the sick. His twin sister Artemis was the goddess of the hunt and the moon. She was a skilled archer and loved to roam the forests, protecting animals and nature. Artemis was very independent and strong, and she often helped those who were lost or in need of protection. There was also Ares, the god of war, who was strong and fierce, always ready for battle. He loved the thrill of a fight, but sometimes his eagerness for conflict could cause trouble among the gods. Despite his fiery nature, he was respected for his courage. Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty, was known for her enchanting charm. Wherever she went, flowers would bloom and people would fall in love. She taught the gods and humans alike about the power of love and how it could bring people together. Hephaestus, the god of fire and craftsmanship, was the master of making things. He built incredible palaces, weapons, and even the thunderbolts that Zeus used. Hephaestus wasn't as handsome as the other gods, but he was kind-hearted and always willing to help. Hermes, the messenger god, was quick and clever. He wore winged sandals that allowed him to fly from one place to another in the blink of an eye. Hermes was the god of travelers, thieves, and communication, and he often helped the gods by delivering important messages. Finally, there was Demeter, the goddess of the harvest. She made sure that the crops grew and that people had plenty of food to eat. She was deeply connected to the earth and cared for all living things, especially plants and grains. These 12 gods and goddesses were known as the Olympians, and they ruled the world from their grand palace on Mount Olympus. Each one had their own special powers and responsibilities, and together they watched over both the heavens and the earth, guiding the lives of mortals and ensuring that the world was full of wonder and adventure. With Zeus leading them, The Olympians were always ready for whatever exciting challenges came their way.